This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, thank God for researchers and scientists and for studies such as this, okay? This is just groundbreaking. This is earth-shattering news. If I could ever open a show with a medical headline, and this is probably a doctor's dream, a radio doctor's dream for a medical headline, I don't think God could have answered my prayers any more passionately. So, what's the big headline? Apparently, doctors have been found to be better than your phone app or your online checker for diagnoses. Thank you. Thank you. People didn't know. People thought that their computer was smarter than their doctor. I'm just in shock too. Really? I was so furious when I saw that somebody was spending money on a study such as this. It comes from Harvard. It comes from Harvard. This is Harvard. Okay? Harvard can do whatever they want. And because it's Harvard, they're like, ooh, that is a real academic masterpiece. And I'm like, really? Come on. But you want to know what? I have to thank Harvard for doing something like this, because I'm getting sick and tired of people going to their cell phone over what I say. You know, remember I told you, I really kind of am, you know, wondering if we need to urge wives to not come to the doctor's office when the husband's there. Because the husband uses the wife as a translator. And the wife doesn't really translate accurately what I'm saying. And also, he'll be sitting there on the table. And I'm like, well, you know, okay, so your cholesterol is high. And we found that your cholesterol is high and your LDL is not a goal. So he stops looking at me. He stops looking at me and he turns to her. The wife's in the room. And she goes, she says, you're eating too much poop, except in a cuss word for, okay? You're eating too much Well, no, I didn't say that. I said the cholesterol was high. Keep going. Tell them what else. Well, we found your sugar levels to be a little bit high. So with your sugar being high, he immediately looks away, goes to her. You're drinking too much. You're drinking too much alcohol. You're doing this. Okay, and I'm like, okay, nobody's even listening to me. Why am I here? Why don't I just give your wife your labs? Okay? She obviously knows more about medicine than I do. I don't even know why I'm in the room. And that just seems to happen all the time. I mean, why are we doctors in the room? Well, anyway, with this study here, okay, they said doctors are still unequivocally better at diagnosing illnesses than commonly used symptom checker apps. The research was done by Harvard Medical School, and it's the first to measure human and virtual doctors against each other. They found that doctors correctly diagnose hypothetical patients 84% of the time. Thank you. Computers, however, only got it right 50% of the time. That's because they can't think. And none of this artificial intelligence stuff. Yes, I believe computers can later do what happened in the Terminator 2 movie, so I am very, very scared about that. But I don't see them coming up with a differential diagnosis, being able to look at you and go, something doesn't seem right, even with all these parameters and all your labs coming up normal. And I've told you guys tons of different cases where the labs were normal, and I'm like, nah, you got something going on. So thank you, but you know, nobody listens to me. Nobody listens to Dr. Dahlia. They're not like, well, Dr. Dahlia says doctors are better than apps. No. You wait for Harvard to come up with a study, and then you listen. So fine, here's your Harvard study. So the study was published October 10th in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. 34 internal medicine physicians were asked to evaluate 45 clinical cases involving both common and uncommon conditions with varying degrees of severity. For each scenario, physicians had to identify the most likely diagnosis along with two additional possible diagnoses. And there are these little clinical vignettes, and they were solved by at least 20 physicians. And no, nobody paid a copay, no. 84% of the clinicians listed the correct diagnosis in the top three possibilities compared to the symptom checkers that were only 51% accurate. So the difference between physician and computer performance was most dramatic when it was the more severe and the less common conditions. Thank you. They said it was smaller for less acute and more common illnesses. So, yeah, if you have somebody comes in with runny nose, they have cough, they have sore throat, they, kind of feel a little achy, you'll be like, all right, viral illness. And, you know, somebody coming up with purulent sputum and, you know, one side of the lung, you know, is not aerating and it looked like, okay, well, they were looking at pneumonia. So I could see how a computer could figure that out. But, you know, you want to, you know, bring up a hyperparathyroidism or, lupus or a, scleroderma or something that's a little bit more involved or complex. Yeah, that's going to be more difficult. So, okay, what does that mean for you? Well, it means you guys need to stop going to the computer and having a computer diagnose you. And I understand access to doctors now and medical providers has changed. I get that. It is very, very concerning. I think many of us are kind of scratching our heads as to what to do. But that doesn't mean you go to Facebook. It doesn't mean you go to WebMD. And I like WebMD. I think WebMD is great. I use it all the time. But when you were talking about your health, you know, and I've told you guys, I've had people present with tooth pain and it was a heart attack they were having. Or somebody presented with a bladder infection and it turned out to be a heart attack. How did I diagnose that? Because I knew to ask the right questions and they looked funny to me. How are you going to teach a computer to pick up on those nuances on how somebody looks? You can't do that. You can't. And so I don't care what the smartest computer is. If they don't know you, there's so much instinct involved. So thank you, Harvard. I do really appreciate it. I mean, I really hope we didn't spend a lot of, you know, our hard-earned money for you to do this particular study. But if you guys paid for this all on your own and, you know, I think it's a good study. I think it reminds people that their online symptom checkers could be wrong. 1-877-DOCTELLA. Don't go away. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made food stores don't love to eat. Yum!
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and Blake. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Some of you guys have been calling in, have some comments and questions, so let's get right to them. 1-877-DOC-DALLI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, it's Cindy, and I have a comment. It's just really maddening to see how, you know, you got your alternative doctors, which we love them, and they teach us so many wonderful things that we would never know, that we never knew. But on the other hand, you got the number three killer is prescription drugs, but where does the overdosing on the supplementation come in? They're making $28 billion, is a lot of money every year, on supplementation, and it is alternative doctors that are pushing these drugs. I mean, I don't know what I'd do without my calcium, my iron, and my beta carotene, but all these chelated and probiotics, and it's causing, people are overdosing on these things. My mother is very ill right now from all this, and she's drinking a large bottle of lysine every day. And the same thing, lysine almost killed my ex-mother-in-law. She had a Whipple surgery. So please just keep telling the truth, and I know that's what you're doing, and thank you so much for what you're doing every day.
Well, thank you. I wish I could talk to you live. So this was thank you for the caller, the call. I wish I could talk to you live. I know you must have called when I was out of town. Sorry to hear about your mom and what happened with your with your ex mother-in-law. I'm sorry. That's an interesting topic. We discuss prescriptions. And many of us taking too many prescriptions, and, we medical providers prescribing too many prescriptions. But what about the polypharmacy of our supplements? Apparently if you recommend a supplement, that's not bad. But if you recommend a prescription, it's bad. I mean, there's such an anti-prescription sentiment out there. That, nobody's bringing up. It's a very, very good point. I don't know how lysine would kill somebody. I know you said lysine, which we use to, help fight, herpes infections and, it's an amino acid. And I don't really know what dose would be toxic for that. We've used it usually more for cold sores or to try to, stave off herpes infections. I don't think it really has much efficacy with shingles and zoster. But many people have been talking about lysine for diabetes and stress and athletic performance, et cetera. And, it's a supplement, but I just don't know much about it. That's a difficult thing. I teach at Toro University, Nevada, and I love these students, and I don't know, how, in addition to everything they need to learn, okay, because when I was in medical school, we really didn't get any supplement, training on supplements. Now medical students are, and we're teaching them more and more about what's out there, but, how, there are so many more supplements out there than there are prescriptions that I think you need an extra year or two of training just to sift through it. And, one of you had asked, why don't we in medical school have, classes that teach about all these supplements? Because we know many times we learn the basics. Okay, we kind of know what lysine does. We know what, valerian root does. And so, yeah, we learn the basics. But when you go to a health food store and there's some combo pill that has some ginseng in it and some cinnamon and spice and all this together, and these are new products. I don't know what happens if you mix valerian root and kava and melatonin and cinnamon and I don't know. And I also don't know what you're getting when you purchase a supplement over the counter. So, are you getting 40 milligrams? Are you getting 400 milligrams? Are you getting 4 milligrams? Are you getting 0.4? I don't know. I don't know what 4 milligrams of cinnamon is. I don't know if that's overdosing or not. I don't know. So it's very difficult to teach because let's say, all right, if cinnamon comes in a 1 milligram, 1 milligram has been proven to do X, Y, and Z. Where are the studies? Who is putting the money behind the cinnamon studies or the ginger studies? We're going to get more studies on turmeric, so I'm pretty excited about that. But, I mean, look, there are thousands upon thousands of different supplements. So and many of you guys are frustrated. You're like, I don't understand. Why aren't I being told to, just go to the health food store and get X, Y, and Z? Because we just don't know what you're getting at the health food store. What is the one thing your doctor or your medical provider will always tell you to do? Eat fruits and vegetables. You're always going to get that. Eat fruits and vegetables. Like, no. I want to go to the health food store, and I want to buy this salt and this crystalloid solution and this. And, I don't know what's in it. And I can't keep up with all the products. And it's very difficult to keep up with all the products when you don't have anybody studying them. And, we in the medical field, I mean, we have a license, and a licensing board. We need to, and we have requirements and ethical ways of practice that we need to abide by, and we need to we have a board to report to. We have malpractice insurance that will only cover certain things, and here we are wanting to dive into other alternative treatments, but we get sued because something goes wrong. How we can't protect ourselves, we can't so it's a very frustrating subject, but very interesting in that maybe what's happening is we are so busy being anti-pharmaceutical that people are running to get quote-unquote natural supplements, which, by the way, do you know what the substrates are? Do you know why that pill is cobalt blue? Okay, so you won't trust your pink salmon colored pill, cholesterol medication, but you'll get that shiny, sexy looking cobalt blue nutritional supplement. I told you, one of the most frustrating things I had in private practice when I was practicing was patients would come in and go, no, do not give me the Lipitor, do not give me the statin for my cholesterol, no, leave me alone, I don't want to put any pills in my body. So, okay, so are you good? Are you doing diet and exercise? Are you, what are you doing for your cholesterol? Oh, I'm taking all these. And they have a big GNC bag with all sorts of bottles in there and capsules. And I go, wait. These are capsules and pills. Yeah, but they're non-prescription, so it's okay. Well, yeah, they may be okay, but what's the difference between a capsule that you buy at a quote-unquote, Walgreens or GNC, etc., or a capsule you buy at a pharmacy? The difference is the FDA approves the pharmaceutical. Okay, the FDA, you have to go through a lot of stringent guidelines to get approved, unless, of course, the FDA wants to fast-track something, which they seem to, pick and choose every now and then. So, maybe we are overdosing. But patients want their doctor. Patients want their doctor to suggest and to recommend. Now, I was on News 3 yesterday talking about that article that came out, or that study that came out at Yale, where a medical provider may have a bias towards the patient, not a bias towards the patient, but a bias towards the approach of the patient, depending on their leanings. And how the news reporter, John Traynor, kind of concluded it is, you might want to have a conversation with your medical provider, and you might want to have a sit down and find out how they feel about certain things. Now, you shouldn't ask about politics, okay? Everybody has a right to their own privacy. Okay? You shouldn't be asking about politics or religion or whatever. But if you have somebody that's really anti-nutritional supplements and you really want to dive into what out there you could take from a natural standpoint, then maybe that doctor isn't the best one for you, and you want to find a doctor or a medical provider that has a little bit more knowledge and training in that. For me, having seen enough, child drownings, when I approach a patient, I'm like, okay, do you have a fence around the pool? Who's watching the kid? Do you have a pool? Protocols you have in place to make sure somebody's watching that kid at all times so they don't fall in the pool. I mean, I'm all over that pool. Somebody could say, my doctor only asked one question about the pool. Yeah, Dahlia asked seven. Well, again, you see enough child drownings, you're like, oh, God, I am really going to emphasize pool safety. Same thing with thyroid cancer. After I picked up enough thyroid cancer, where I'm like, let me look at your neck. I want to look at that. So you are going to have preferences. And it doesn't hurt to say, look, how do you feel about pharmaceuticals? How do you feel about writing me 120 Lortab? No, I don't write 120 Lortab. All right, I'll go somewhere else. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so flu vaccines this year, there are going to be two that are designed specifically for seniors. So this is really, really cool. We got some special flu shot recipes for our seniors. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is really, really cool. Okay, we got two choices. Oh, by the way, I got my flu shot yesterday. Yay, I got my flu shot. I got it down at Toro. I teach at Toro University, and I got my flu shot. I didn't even hurt. I was like, yay. I practice what I preach. Guys, got to get your flu shots. You got to do it. Now, when you're older, however, the immune system could be a little differently. And remember they were talking about, seniors should probably wait to get their flu shot. And everybody's like, well, what? Why would you tell them to wait? They could get the flu before they finally get around to getting the flu shot. Why would they do that? And the reason why they brought that up is because if people get their flu shot early, sometimes flu shot supplies are available like early September. And so people are advertising them because, you know, they spent a lot of money on them and they want to sell them. So somebody could get their flu shot in September and then maybe the immunity wears off as we get to December. Well, if they're going to get the flu in January, they don't have the protection. So that's why there was a suggestion that maybe we should have our elderly individuals get their flu shots later in the year. The problem is we all remember when there was a flu shot supply shortage a few years back. That really, really stunk. And what if somebody does get an early flu? So it's very, very difficult to say, go get one early. So there's a couple other options here. There is the Fluzone high-dose vaccine. Now, many of us get the Fluzone. It's an injection. Okay, and it's a killed vaccine. We talked about that, or the killed virus, where it's a virus that has been completely killed and stripped away, where all you have is its, like, outer shell type of thing. And the outer shell is enough to incite an immune response. And they have a Fluzone high dose. This is a high potency vaccine that contains four times the amount of the antigen as a regular flu shot does. This should create a stronger immune response for better protection. So you see what they did is rather than you getting X amounts of these little tiny, you know, skeleton, you know, flu, you have four times that. Now, will some people get sick from this? I don't know. I mean, my guess is for it to be approved, they've already kind of, you know, screened and checked it. I'm not saying I, you know, 100% trust, right, you know, the FDA, but my guess is it was very well tolerated because if it wasn't, then nobody would want it, right? But I'll talk about why people feel sick after the flu shot. I'll tell you that in a sec. Now, but let's go to the second. The second vaccine that's out there is called the Fluad. Okay? Now, what are the Fluad? Okay, but not fluid. Okay, Fluad. Remember, they're trying to be, remember, in science, you know, I know you guys think it's all geeky, but in science, we think that's cool. So Fluad means there's an adjuvant. Fluad vaccine has an added ingredient called adjuvant MF59. Stop the giggles. And that helps create a stronger immune response as well. So you see what they did? They have one shot that has four times the antigen, which is kind of the skeleton type flu particle that helps. We don't call the pieces. We have to call it particle. I have to stand all scientific. Okay, particle. All these P words, particle, piece. And the other is an adjuvant where there's something extra, and this ingredient is supposed to induce a stronger immune response. They say the extra protection that these vaccines will provide is going to be very particularly helpful to seniors who have weaker immune systems, they say, according to Huffington Post, and have greater risk of developing dangerous flu complications. What's one of the number one flu complications that people get? Pneumonia. Okay, you know what? You guys are going to get a pop quiz. This is ridiculous. You can't even answer the questions. I have not done a pop quiz in a long time. You guys need a pop quiz. I haven't done that in a long time. All right. Well, I can't tell you what I'm going to do. That's the problem. See, it's got to be pop quiz. Yeah, because I just don't like your answers. You guys are just, you're not, you know, keeping up. You're not doing your homework and reading up before the show. All right. So the CDC estimates that the flu puts more than 200,000 people in the hospital each year, and it kills an average of 24,000 people. Now, 80 to 90% of those people who die are seniors. So we really need to get our act together. Now, they say both the Fluzone high dose and the Fluad, or Fluad, are not recommended if you're a senior who is allergic to chicken eggs or those who have had a severe reaction to a flu vaccine in the past. So if you've ever had a problem with the flu vaccine, then you definitely don't want these. They said the CDC does not recommend one vaccination over the other, and right now there's been no studies comparing the two vaccines. So if you ask me, Dahlia, which is better, this Fluad or this Fluzone high dose, I'm like, I don't know. That's how I'd answer you. They say if you decide and you don't want to get a senior-specific flu shot, see, that would be me, okay? You know, I, God willing, I'm going to be 65 one day. And there is no way I'm going to be going up to a movie counter or I'm going to be going up to some ticket counter. No, you know what? Maybe I will because I'm cheap. I really like to spend less money. But you know, when it comes to a flu shot, I'm going to be like, oh, no, I don't need to look. I'm like 10 years away from needing the Fluad. How old do you think I am? like 75. Like, no. So, yeah, knowing me, I'd probably look at me with my reading glasses. You know, I would rather read. I would rather, you know, get my kids' homework completely wrong and let them fail than admit to needing reading glasses to help them with their homework. I mean, that's just how I am. I'm very vain. By the way, why is my kid coming to me for his homework? Okay? Really? All right, so they say to locate a vaccination that offer. Oh, wait a second here. Okay, oh, there's more information. There's more information here. Okay, if you decide you don't want to get a senior specific flu shot, there are other options available to people 65 years or older who are lying about their age. This includes the standard trivalent flu shot, which is what you and I are getting, the quadrivalent flu shot, which protects against four different flu viruses as opposed to the trivalent. Okay, and then the flu block vaccine. The flu block vaccines are for those, not who are blockheads. Flu block are for people that are allergic to egg allergies. So they didn't culture them in little, you know, baby chicken eggs. Yeah. So, yeah. So to locate a vaccination site that offers any of these flu shots, you can go to vaccines.gov. You can type in your zip code. You'll also be happy to know they say that if you are a Medicare beneficiary Part B, it is going to cover 100% of the cost of any flu shot as long as your doctor, health clinic, or pharmacy agrees not to charge you more than Medicare pays. We've talked about, you know, what happens with flu shots. Why many of you have to pay. Years ago, Medicare paid 13 cents for the flu shot. 13 cents. So if the flu shot is costing you $15-$20 gross, so unfortunately many of you are being asked to pay, and it's frustrating. I understand it's very, very frustrating, because that's not your fault. It's not the doctor's or the medical clinic's fault either. But, you know, if Medicare is only paying 13 cents for a shot that costs them, you know, wholesale a lot more than that, then, you know, many places they don't. In fact, I was calling around, because I was able to get my flu shot at work, and I was calling around to see where the kids could get their flu shots, and a lot of clinics don't have them. They just don't carry them. They are so under reimbursed. That's the problem with vaccines. It's some of you have asked me about, you know, doctors, family doctors, and why don't they carry vaccines, many of them. Is it because they don't believe in vaccination? Oh, no. You know, those of us bordered by the American Academy of Family Physicians, absolutely we're pro-vaccine. You know, but stock them, very expensive. And to be able to be reimbursed, can't. You know? And then in my particular instance, two different times, a cleaning lady unplugged the refrigerator. I don't know why they would do that. It really doesn't make any sense, because there's plenty of outlets around. So I would come in that next morning, and the flu shots were, I don't know what temperature that they could have been at, throw them all out. So, you know, after a while, you know, many offices are like, look, so it's a shame. Because, yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, when we come back, we'll quickly talk about the pneumonia vaccine as well. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone, and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To a good show. Nothing's going wrong at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You guys are really, really mean to me. I'm tired of you making fun of my show, and I hear you guys make fun of my show all the time. All right, really quickly, pneumonia vaccines. All right, our seniors always ask about what to do with pneumonia vaccines. So the Huffington Post has a little bit of some recommendations here, okay? I have recommendations too, but I'll agree with them for now. All right, so there's these pneumococcal vaccines for pneumonia. Because pneumococcus is the bacteria that causes pneumonia. There's strep pneumo, and that's one of the most prevalent pathogens that causes pneumonia. And it's one of the most common. Even if you have HIV and you have the potential to get a variety of other sorts of infections with your low immune system, the number one cause of pneumonia, even in an HIV patient, is still streptococcus pneumonia. So this is the most common pathogen out there. So for any of you taking boards or any sort of exam, all right, because I know, you know, you guys are waiting for me to come up with my pop quiz, that's going to probably be a question on the test. Now, around 1 million Americans are hospitalized with pneumonia each year, and about 50,000 people die from it. Now, what did I say in the last segment is one of the number one causes of mortality from the flu? It was just about 15 minutes ago. What did I say? It was pneumonia. If you get the flu, do you die of the flu? No, you usually die of complications of the flu, one of the main which is pneumonia, which is why we probably want you guys to get the pneumonia vaccine as well as the flu vaccine. Now, you don't need to get the pneumonia vaccine every year like you do with the flu. So the CDC is now recommending that all seniors 65 or older get two vaccinations, the Prevnar 13 and the Pneumovax 23. Both vaccines, which are administered just once at different times, work in different ways to provide maximum protection. I actually thought I heard that you could even get them the same day, just not at the same site, but I want you to double check with your medical provider. They said if you haven't yet received any pneumococcal vaccine, you should get the Prevnar 13 first, then followed by the Pneumovax 23 6 to 12 months later. Yes, that's the recommendation. Don't get them the same day. All right? You're right. Apologize. They say, but if you've already been vaccinated with Pneumovax 23, wait at least a year before getting the Prevnar 13. They say Medicare Part B covers both shots if they're taken at least 11 months apart. So I apologize that I don't have all the data as to why you have to wait that exact amount of time. But I have to tell you, I was told recently at the board class that, and again, I don't want you guys to follow this, that with these shots, as long as you don't get them at the same site, but I want to make sure that, you know, you're doing it with the proper spanning. So again, you need your Prevnar 13 Pneumovax 23. You get the Prevnar 13 first. Just think about, like, you know, you become 13 years old before you become 23, right? So get the Prevnar 13 first, then about 6 to 12 months later, you get your Pneumovax 23, and then if you've already been vaccinated against the Pneumovax 23 like you were supposed to, then you want to wait a year before you get the Prevnar 13. So they really made it confusing, because before you just got a pneumonia shot, you know, and then... Yeah, it was a lot easier. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lunchables. Some Lunchables have been recalled by Kraft Heinz. These Lunchables are so cute. You see them all over the place where they have, you know, little juicy juice in there, usually like a Capri Sun, and then got a little bit of meat, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of crackers, and they got a little dessert. I love Lunchables, to be honest. I know it's not the healthiest thing, but they're easy, they don't have a lot of calories. But more than 950 pounds of Lunchables are being recalled by Kraft Heinz Company due to an allergy risk and mislabeling. They say the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced the recall, saying the ham and American cracker stackers contain wheat and soy. Those are allergens not listed on the package. It's a very popular kids' lunch product, and if it was improperly labeled, then your child is allergic to soy or wheat. That could be dangerous. I don't think we've heard of any cases where anybody's been sick. So they're these little 3-4 ounce boxes. So they're the tiny ones. I don't think they're the bigger, more cardboard ones. Okay, and they have the use by date of December 25, 2016. And there's also, I guess, a stamp on the side. So if you guys are concerned, go to the Kraft Heinz website and find out. Apparently, many of these were shipped to retail locations in Utah and California. Again, no adverse reactants have been reported at this time, so just something to kind of keep up with. Yeah, there's kids allergic to everything out there these days. Now, Nestle drumsticks have been recalled. These Nestle drumsticks are very interesting. I never liked them as a kid because I'm not a big ice cream eater. One of the reasons why I think I was never an ice cream eater is I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas. I was born in L.A., but when I was about six, my folks moved to Phoenix, and, you know, it's hot. And any summer in Phoenix and Vegas is so hot that if you do have an ice cream cone, it's like melted within the first 5 seconds. And I don't really like melted, sticky, cold ice cream on my hand. Okay, but a drumstick retained and held in the ice cream when it melts. And when they came out with these drumsticks decades ago, well, you know, we living in the desert was like, okay, this is kind of smart because you could run around with your ice cream. Oh, popsicles were, remember popsicles? You're holding the popsicle stick and it just drips onto your fingers. And even the popsicle sticks with the two, you were always supposed to eat one popsicle at a time, but sometimes we'd eat two at a time and they'd be, oh, that was, I hate the melting popsicle. Oh God, I don't like the taste of popsicle. But drumstick kind of contain the ice cream. My problem with the drumstick is I don't like nuts. So I'm trying to get to the chocolate. Shell, there's all these nuts. It just ruins it for me. Anyway, Nestle is recalling several of its iconic drumstick ice cream cone products because they could be contaminated with Listeria. All right. The recall includes two Nestle drumstick products and a variety of pack, which has, oh yeah, they have like new flavors now. I think they have like marshmallow and they have like little chocolate on the inside. They've kind of really, you know, upped their game with those. All right. So anyway, it's a variety pack with 16 ice cones. Or the vanilla pack of 24 individual wrapped vanilla ice cones. And the cones in the vanilla, well, not our ice cream cones, there's cream in there also, okay? And the cones of vanilla pack were meant to be sold individually at convenience stores, but sometimes I guess they get sold as a, yeah, I don't know. And, alright, and, let me see, they were produced at the company's facility in Bakersfield, California. The best before dates of June 2017. Boy, these suckers can last. Now, what's Listeria? Listeria is found naturally in the soil and water. Animals can carry this bacteria and usually not get sick. But with us, we could get pretty sick. So, when people say, how the heck is Listeria getting into a Nestle ice cream? Because animal products can carry it, then it's very easy for a dairy product to be contaminated with Listeria. From an animal product, Listeria may get into a food processing factory where it could contaminate the equipment. Like, remember what happened years ago with the cantaloupe outbreak, where there was some dirty piece of equipment or something tracked it in, and then all these cantaloupes, and that blew my mind because cantaloupes have a shell on it. But I guess it doesn't matter because when you cut it up, when you guys have your little piece of cantaloupe on your little plate, you know, at Denny's or, well, no, they actually, I think Denny's gets rid of the shell, but not all of them. Or the peel, the skin. Yeah, it's not a shell of a cantaloupe. I don't know what they call it. Do I look like I know what they call it? The big psoriatic type of, you know, layer on a cantaloupe, that scaly, gray, flaky, whatever that is, that thing. Okay, sometimes some of these restaurants will just cut a piece of cantaloupe, and they'll stick the cantaloupe on the plate, and you'll see that on there, and you'll be like, don't eat it. All right, maybe, yeah, so. But anyway, so Nestle found that a routine test of its equipment on a production line where the recall products were made came back positive for Listeria. Right now, nobody's gotten sick, and the drumstick products themselves have not tested positive for Listeria. So no reported cases. We don't think the drumsticks have it, but because they were doing some proper testing in the office, way to go, Nestle. Great. So Listeria, though, however, can grow in the colder temperatures of refrigerators and freezers. So it's a pathogen that we really, 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 really have to watch out for. It likes cold, moist. It also likes dark environments. The bacteria is not supposed to grow in freezing temperatures, but it could hibernate. So you throw them in the freezer, it's not going to kill it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.